Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the 16th topic of Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, different people who we are not allowed to marry. Perek Chof Gimel, Posuk Aleph. Lo yinkach ish es ishes oviv, ve'lo yigale kenaf oviv. The isur arayos of ishes av, not sleeping with your father's wife, that we learned above in Parshas Achrimois. Over here, the Torah is telling us, Lo yikach ish es ishes oviv. Even if you try to do kiddushin to her, you try to marry her, by saying, Arei at mekudeshes li betabazu, it's not going to work. Kiddushin is not chal. She did not turn into an ishes ish, and she does not need a get. That's the first half of the pasuk. The second half of the pasuk, Lo yigale knaf oviv. The word knaf is a code word. Literally, the word knaf means clothing. But it's a code word for marriage. As Rus tells Boyaz, Uforasto kenofecho alamosecho, spread your clothing over me, namely, marry me. Over here, the pasuk is referring to, do not be megala elva of a woman intended to be married by your father. And who is that woman? She is the shemeres yovam of your father. If your father had a brother who died without any children, your father now has a mitzvah of yibum to be miyabim his wife. That woman is an iser erva to you, lo yegale knaf oviv. You'll ask, we know about this erva already from Parshas Achrimois. She is called Eishes Achi Oviv, your father's brother's wife. Why does the Torah have to repeat it again over here? Rashi will ask the question and give two reasons why the Torah repeated it. Says Rashi lo yikach, ein loy boli kuchin vein kiddushin toivsim bo. Kiddushin is not toifes in an eishes av. And by the way, same holds true by all arayas. Kiddushin is not toifes in arayas. V'lo yigale knaf oviv, who is this? Shemeres yovom shel oviv, re'uya le'oviv. The word shemeres yovom, literally, shemeres means she is waiting for the yovom to be miyabim. So shemeres yovam of your father, she is meant to be married by your father. You should not be megale her elva. For it Rashi v'arekva muzar aloya mishum erva sachi ovicho. In Parshas Achrimois it says erva sachi ovicho lo isegale el ishtoi lo isikrov. So we know about this erva. And you can't answer that over there it's talking about when your father's brother is alive, and over here the chiddush is even if your father's brother died, she still stays an elva. Because that's a rule by all arayas. Once an erva, always an erva, with three exceptions. And they are, eishes ish. If her husband dies, his wife is no longer an erva. Achois ishtoi, your wife's sister. Once your wife dies, you're allowed to marry her sister. And the third exception, eishes ochiv. If your brother dies with no children, not only is she mutter, there's a mitzvah to marry her. That's the mitzvah of yibum. But other than those three exceptions, once an erva, always an erva. So once the Torah wrote Eishes Achi Oviv in Parshas Achrimois, what's the chiddush over here of Lo Yigale Knaf Oviv? Emvat Rashi. For two reasons the Torah repeated it. Number one, Elo Lavoir Al Zebe Shnei Lavi. In the case that she's a Shemeres Yovam, that your uncle died, you now have two Isurim to be Mezana with her. And if you did a B'Shoigeg, you'll have to bring two Chatois. The second reason, the reason the Torah repeated over here, to put it next to Pasuk Gimel, lo yovoy mamzer. And what makes a mamzer? How does a mamzer come to be? Le'lamei chein mamzer elo mechayve krisus. What produces a mamzer is an iser erva of chayve krisus, similar to le'igale knaf oviv, shemeres yovam of your father, eishes achi oviv, who adin all chayve krisus, will produce a mamzer. We have Posek Beis in the middle over here. Le'ovei p'tzu adako kurushovcha b'kal Hashem. That's not a chayvei krisus, that's chayvei lavin. Nevertheless, we skip over that Posek, because that person cannot have children. It's not relevant to talk about a mamzer regarding him. Only regarding le'igalik nafovi, where they can have children, that relation makes a mamzer. V'kalochoyim ha'mechayvei misis bezdin. Kavachoymer, for arayos that are even more chomer than a chayvei krisus, the chayvei mises bezdin, surely they will produce a mamzer. Zokrashi, I don't even need a kavachomer because shein ba'arayis mises bezdin shein ba'koras. Every arayis that has mises bezdin intrinsically in it is included koras. Namely, if there's no edim or asra, it gets koras. So to sum up Posuk Aleph, we have two inyonim. Topic number one in Posuk Aleph, Kiddushin is not chal on Eishes Oviv and Huadin, all arayis of Achrei Mois. And topic number two, Shemiras Yovam Shel Oviv, there's an Isser Erva. The Chiddush is, either you get two lavim, and that Chayiv Krisu would produce a mamzer. Posuk Beis lo yavoi fetzu adako uchul shavcho bikhal adoinoi. A man who his reproductive organs were damaged may not marry into Klal Yisrael. And what is the nature of the damage? Says Rashi. Petzu adako shenifzeu oynidkeu beitzim shaloi. Rashi is reading the pasuk as if it said, Petzua oydako. Two damages to the beitzim. Either nifzeu, which is with a kli, or nidkeu, which is without a kli. Uchu shofcho shenichra sagid. The Eiver HaBris was cut off. That's krus. And what is shofcho? V'shuv eino yire kiluach zera ela shofar v'shoises. The zera no longer shoots out as it should. Rather, it spills out v'eino moilid. Such a person cannot have children. And this is the iser of posuk beis leyove b'tuadako hu shofcho b'kal Hashem. Posuk gimel lo yovoi mamzeir b'kal adoinoi gam edoi rasiri lo yovoi loi b'kal adoinoi. A mamzer, which Rashi told us before, is a product of Chayvei Krisus, may not marry into Klal Yisrael. And this applies whether to a male or a female, a mamzer or a mamzeres. Gam doira siri, even 10 generations later. Namely, a mamzer married, either legally, a mamzeres, or other types of people he's allowed to marry, or illegally, he married someone he's not allowed to marry either way. All his offsprings will stay mamzerim, and they may not marry into Klal Yisrael. Says Rashi, lo yavoi mamzer b'kal Hashem, lo yisto Yisraelis. Rashi is making sure you don't make a mistake and think lo yavoi lo b'kal Hashem means he's not accepted to Klal Yisrael. He's excommunicated. Don't count him as a minion. Don't bring him into shul. Don't do business with him. Don't talk with him. Says Rashi, that's not what it means. The only answer is to marry into Klal Yisrael. Which, by the way, also in Posuk Beis means the same thing. The only answer is Isur Chasnus, to marry. Posuk Daled lo yavo yamoini umoyovi bikal adoinoi gamedoi rasiri lo yavo ilohem bikal adoinoi adoilom. A geir from these two nations of Amoin and Moyov may not marry into Klal Yisrael. Over here, as opposed to Mamzer, it means only a zohar, amoini v'loy amoinis, moyavi v'loy moyavis. And that is why Boyaz was allowed to marry Rus, even though she was a moyavio. Even 10 generations down the line, whether they married in legally or not legally, their offsprings, all the zechorim, the male among them, may not marry into Klal Yisrael forever. Says Rashi Levi Amoini once again, lo yiso Yisraelis. There is no Isser to accept Geirim from Amun and Moyov to be part of Klal Yisrael. The only Isser is they cannot marry in. And what is the reason? Posukei. Al devar asher lo yikidemu eschem balechem uvamayim baderech betzeisechem mimitzroyim vasher sochar olecho es bil'om ben be'or mipesor aram naharayim lekaleleko. Just a couple of months ago, in Parshas Chukas, when you passed by the land of Amun and Moav, they did not greet you with food and water. Baderech betzeisechem mitzrayim, on the way out of Mitzrayim, even though we left Mitzrayim almost 40 years ago. Nevertheless, the entire 40 years is viewed as one unit. That's one reason that they can't marry into Klal Yisrael. Rashi will throw in another drash on the words al dvar, we'll soon see. And the second reason, but this reason only applies to Moyov, not to both. That's why the beginning of the pasuk starts off b'loshon rabim, asher lo yikidemu eschem balechem v'vamayim. And the second half of the pasuk switches to loshon yochid, asher sochar, this is only Moyov. Moav was the one that hired Bilam ben Beor from the city of Pesoil, from the country of Aram, Naharaim, which is located between the two rivers of Pros and Chidekel. Moav hired Bilam to curse you. Velo yavo adoyno yaloyecho lishmo yael Bilam v'yafo adoyno yaloyecho lecho es hakelolo livrocho ki ahivcho adoyno yaloyecho. Hashem refused to listen to Bilam. On the contrary, he turned it over. He turned the klala into a bracha because Hashem loves you. Says Rashi al-Devar. Besides for the mefurash achet, that the pasuk says that they did not greet us with food and water, we darshan al-Devar, meloshen dibur, alo eitzo sheyoatzu eschem leachti achem. On the council they took from Bilam Arosha, to be machti klal Yisrael with their daughters, with znus, and with avodah zarah. Kidichsiv bidvar Bilam, it says in Parshas Matos, regarding the Melchom against the Midyanim, they were machtios with bidvar Bilam, with their girl, with their bonois, and with avodah zarah. So at the end of Parshas Bolok, we were told that the bonois Moav were machtios. In Parshas Matos in Melchemes Midyan, we found out that the bonois Midyan also were part of that chet. And now we find out that the Benois Amoin also took part of it. Baderech, says Rashi. The Pasuk doesn't simply say Betzeisachem in Mitzrayim. The Pasuk adds Baderech, Kisho Heisem Beteiruf. You were bewildered. And then it will be a nice thing to do, to greet you with some food and water. But they didn't do that. Pasuk Zayin, Lois Hidroish, Shalomom V'toivosom, Kol Yomech, Ole Oilom. Until now, the pasuk was talking about a geir amoinu moavi, who may not marry into klal Yisrael. Pasuk Zayin is talking about the nation of amoin and moav while they're goyim. Do not seek out peace with them. Do not look out for any good for them forever. Says Rashi lo yisidro yishloimo. Klal shenema, we'll see later on in the parasha. There's an iser lo yisasgir eved el adoinov. You're not allowed to give back a goyish slave that ran away from its master to you. You may not give him back to his master. More than that, the pasuk says in pasuk Yud Zayin, "Im choyesh bekirbecho, let him dwell among you. Lo yitenenu, don't be mean to him. Be nice to him." Yochel af zekein, you may think that if this goyish slave is from Amun and Moav, and he is the one that ran away from you from his master, so although the issur of loisaskir eved el adoinov, don't give him back to the master, applies even to an eved from Amoinu Moav, but this din of im choyeshe bekirbacha, let him dwell amongst you and treat him nicely, that amuloyma loisidro ishloimom, don't seek out peace with them, don't be nice to them, that does not apply to the eved who ran away from his master if he's from Amoin and Moav. In Pshat, I would have relocated this Revi either to before Pasuk Aleph or after Pasuk Tes, because right now we're in the middle of a topic of different people who we may not marry. Pasuk Ches, lo yisesaev adoimi ki ochichohu, lo yisesaev mitzri ki geir o yisabertzoi. Do not distance, do not push away a geir from Edoim. Because even though they were not so nice to you above in Parshas Chukas, when we asked them to pass through their land, and they threatened to wage war against us, but nevertheless, ki ochicho, furt is mishpacha. You know, his grandfather was Esav, Yaakov Avinu's brother, and therefore don't push him away totally. We'll soon see what's the nafkamina of this din. And lo yisasei mitzri, don't push away a geir from Mitzrayim. Even though they were also not nice to us, they drowned our males in the Ye'oil and a lot of other things they did to us. Nevertheless, they hosted you in their country for 210 years, and therefore don't push them away totally. Says Rashi, lo yisaseiv adoimi legamri, completely. Don't push them away completely. A little bit, yes, but not too much. We'll soon see. Afal pin sheroi lecho letavo yishiyotzav acher likrosecho. You should have pushed them away because they waged war against you, but don't. Now, don't push them away totally. It's similar to the word legamre, Rashi said before. Why Rashi switches the shayna, I don't know, but it's the same idea. And you would have thought that we should push them away. Don't. Matam, show you lochamachsanyo, b'shazadchak. They were your host for 210 years. Lefichoch, therefore, posuk tes. Boni, mesher yivaladu lohem, doyon shilishi, yavoy lohem, mebikhal adoynoi. The children that they have, the third generation from the original Gerim from Edoim and Mitzrayim, may marry into Klal Yisrael. The first two generations, no. But the third generation, yes. And the Isser of the first two generations applies whether to Zechorim, whether to Nekevois. So that's what Rashi meant before. Don't push them away totally. Meaning, a little bit, yes, the first two generations may not marry into Klal Yisrael. Only the third generation may marry in. If they can't marry into Klal Yisrael, how are we going to get to a third generation? Because there are people they're allowed to marry. They're allowed to marry among themselves and others. Says Rashi, Boni mashal yivoldu lahem deir shlishi. Ushara umois mutorim miyad. All the other nations, as soon as they become Gerim, they're allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. And now Rashi wants to know, why is it that a Ger Mitzri ve'edoimi on the third generation, their mutter, as opposed to Ger Amoyne me'avi, are osir forever? Says Rashi, Holomadeto shamachati lo'odom, koshe lo'imina ho'er goi. A person who causes somebody else to sin is worse than killing him. Sheha ho'er goi, ho'er goi bo'ilom hazeh. He tried to kill us. He's not pushed away totally. Third generation is mutter. They killed us. Nevertheless, third generation is mutter. They were machtios with bnois moyov and avidizor about poir. Nisavu, they were pushed away completely. They may never marry into Klal Yisrael. Although the Torah doesn't say mefurish that the first two generations of a Geir Mitzri ve'edoimi are going to be osir, nevertheless, the Torah implies that they are osir by telling us that the third generation may marry into Klal Yisrael, diuk, but the first two generations may not. This concept is referred to by the Gemara as an isur asei. Usually when the Torah wants you not to do something, it says, don't do this. Loi sil bashatneis, loi soichlu kol nevela, etc. Over here, the Torah doesn't say, don't marry a geir mitzri ve'edoimi first two generations. It tells you, you may marry the third generation. Diuk, but you may not marry the first two. An isur asei. It's considered a lighter isur, and there is no malchus for such an isur. Malchus is only when the Torah says, Loi. Adkan, the 16th topic of Parshas Ki Tse, which has in it six details. Detail number one, there is no Kiddushin. Kiddushin is not Chal on Eishes Oviv and all the other Arayos. Detail number two, the new Erva called Shemeres Yovam. The new Erva meaning the new old Erva. Of a Shemeres Yovam Shel Oviv. Detail number three, the Isser of Ptsuadaka and Krushovcho. Detail number four, the Isser of Mamzer and Mamzeres to marry into Klal Yisrael. Detail number five, the Isser of a Geira Moinu Moavi to marry into Klal Yisrael. Only the Zchorim, not the Nekevois, as opposed to Mamzer and Mamzeres. And the sixth and last detail of this topic, the Isser of a Geir Mitzri Ve'edoimi, male or female, for the first two generations, which is called an Isur Asei, from the fact that the Torah is Matir, the third generation. On to topic number 17, which deals with the combination of both when Klal Yisrael goes out to war, the halachos of the war camp, and the halachos of Tmeim being sent Michutz Lamachane, and other details of the war camp, as we will see. Posuk Yud ki seitzil machane al oyevecho v'nishmarto mikol davor ro. When you're camping at war against your enemies, you have to be extra careful from any avero. You always have to be careful from averis, but especially at the time of war. Why, says Rashi, shasoton mekadre b'shasas akono. when there's a time of sakono, which war is a shash sakono, the satan is mekatrik, and therefore be extra careful from doing any types of averos. The next three psukim, posuk yud aleph, yud beis, and yud gimel, it seems to me that we're not talking about a camp at war. Rather, the regular halachos of a machane Israel. Posuk yud aleph, ki yihye vecho ish asher lo yihye tohur mikerei loilo v'yotzel v'chutz l'machane lo yovu yal toich ha'machane. This posuk is telling us a halacha that a balkeri, somebody with shichva zera, came out of him, whether b'shas mitzvah or shalei b'shas mitzvah, he becomes tomei tumas keri, and he is osur to enter the machane levio. While Klal Yisrael was in the midbar, they worked with camps, machane shchino, that's where the Mishkan was, machane levio surrounding the Mishkan, and then the machane Yisrael. A balkeri is mutter to be in the machane Yisrael, but also in machane levio. And kol shekein machane shchino, and the equivalent of machane levio in the permanent place of the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim would be Har HaBayis, and a balkeri is also to enter Har HaBayis. That's the equivalent of machane levio. Says Rashi, mikrei loilo. If there's a man, that something happened to a man, he's not tor. It happened by night. Says Rashi, dibir hakosu b'hoive. It could happen by day also, but normally speaking, it happens by night. If he's a balkeri in the machane levi, he has a mitzvah sasei to leave. Loisasei to enter. The also likones lamachane levio v'kol shekein lamachane shchino. L'chayra, this has nothing to do with going out to war in a camp during a war, because then there are no machane levio. L'chayra. Posuk yud beis v'yolifnes erev irchatz v'moyim uchevo yashemesh yovo yel toich hamachane. In order for a balkeri to become tohoir, he needs two things. Number one, he has to go to a mikvah. And number two, he has to wait for a hariv shemesh, for when the sun sets, when the stars come out. And therefore, says the posuk, make sure before the evening comes, you should go to a mikvah. He doesn't have to wait a minute before shkia. He can go to a mikvah in the morning also, that's fine. But the latest possible point is Lifnois Erev, and then when the sun sets and the stars come out, then he becomes star, then he may re-enter the Machane Levio, which he was sent out of. It says Rashi Voyo Lifnois Erev, Samuch Leharev Shimshoi Yitboil, Sheinu Toyer, Vole Harev Shemesh. That's a necessary prerequisite to become Toyer. You need Harev Shemesh. If you missed that time, namely you went to the mikveh at night, you'll have to wait till the next day's Harev Shemesh. Posuk Yud Gimel. Being that Posuk Yud Aleph and Yud Beis are not dealing with the machane of Milchoma, rather the regular machane, and nobody told me anything otherwise, I'll assume that Posuk Yud Gimel is following that. Ve'yod tihiye lecho michutz lamachane v'yotzos ha'shomo chutz. You should have a designated place. The word yod means a place. Have a designated place, michutz lamachane. Rashi says, chutz le'onon. Outside Machane Yisrael, v'yotzos ha'shom ha'chutz, go out there to relieve yourself. Says Rashi, v'yot tilecho, ketargumi v'asar, a place. K'moi ishal yodoi, a place. Michutz la'machane, chutz le'onon. Posuk yudalid v'yosei, detihiye lecho al azeinecho, v'hoyo b'shivtecho, chutz v'chofarto, v'shavto, v'chisiso es tzeyosecho. Here Rashi brings it back to the Machane HaMilchomo. Rashi teaches Azeinecho, Klei Zeinecho, your weapons. Make sure when you go out to war, take with you another Kli, a hoe, a digger of some sort. When you go to relieve yourself outside the Machane, use it to dig, and then use it to cover up your excrements. Says Rashi, Al Azeinecho, Al means Levad, besides for Mishal Klei Tashmishecho, besides for your other Kalim, make sure you have another Kli designated to dig in order to relieve yourself and cover your excrements. Azeinecho K'moi Klei Zayinecho, your weapons. So could be the way Rashi's learning is, Posuk Yud Gimel is talking about, you always have to have Kedushas HaMachane, and you relieve yourself outside the Machane. And Posuk Yud Dalet is Bimechadesh. even at the time of war, when you're not in the regular machane, you may think there's an exception, and you don't have to leave the machane in order to relieve yourself. Says Pasuk Gedalia, no, even at times of war, you have to act with human decency and go mechutz l'machane, and cover your excrements. Pasuk Tezva, ve'ki adoyno eloyecho misaleich bekerem machanecho. And this pasuk sums up the whole topic. Hashem is going with you in your machane, whether it be in the kavua machane, whether it be a machane of milchomo, to go out with you to war. And therefore, all your machanois, at all times, have to be kodosh. Namely, you have to send the Tmei Mechutz out of Machane Leviyo. You have to be careful where you relieve yourself. Make sure to cover it up in all situations. You have to be V'nishmauto Mekol Dovoro, especially at the time of war. And V'lo'ira B'cho Ervas Dovo. Rashi adds in a word over here. V'lo'ira B'cho, who is not going to see in you an Ervas Dovo? V'lo'ira B'cho HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ervas Dovo. Later on, we'll see in the parasha, the word Elvas Dovo refers to lack of tznius. And it's improper that Hashem should see a lack of tznius among you. V'shav me'acharecho, he will return away, go away from being with you. You don't want that to happen. And therefore, do everything we said in this topic. Namely, v'nishmauto mekol dovoro, especially in the time of war, send the balkeri outside the machane leviyo. Have a designated place to relieve yourself and make sure to cover it up afterwards, even at the time and a place of war. And in general, be noig b'tznius in the machane, all types of machanois at all times, because Hashem is with you. On to topic number 18, posuk design. Lo yisazgir eved el adoinov, asho yinutzoy lo lecho me'im adoinov. Rashi has two pshotim. Either we're talking about a goyish slave who ran away from his goyish master, and he's coming to save himself from his master, he's running away to you, do not return him to his goyish master. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two, even a goyish slave owned by a Jewish master, but if he ran away from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, do not return him to his master in Chutz La'aretz. Says Rashi lo yisaskir eved ketargumoy. The first pshat, a goyish slave belonging to a goyish master. Anywhere. Davoracher, afilu eved kanani shal Yisrael, sheborach mechutz la'oretz, l'eretz Yisrael, don't return him to his master in chutz la'oretz. Posuk yud zayin, rather, what should you do with his eved? Imecho yeshei bekir becho, bamoko, imecho yivchar, b'achad shorecho, atoiv loy, loy, toinenu. Rather, let him dwell among you in whatever city he chooses, whatever's good for him. Lo yitoynenu, do not pain him. In any which way, not even with words. Adkan, topic number 18, lo yisaskir eved el adoinov. A quick chazor of the 18 topic that we did so far. Topic number 1, eishes yifas toyar. Topic number 2, yirushas bechoyer. Topic number 3, bein soyre umoyre. Topic number 4, Kolaniskolim Nitlin. Topic number 5, Ashavas Avedo. Topic number 6, Hokim Tokim. Topic number 7, Loyilbash. Topic number 8, Shiloach Haken. Topic number 9, Vosiso Maake Legagecho. Topic number 10, Kilaim, the three types, Kleakerem, Shovechamoir, and Shatnes. Topic number 11, Gedilim Taselecho Tzitzis. Topic number 12, Moiti Shemra. Topic number 13, the Misa of a person that's Mezana with an Eishes Ish. Topic number 14, the Misa of somebody with Mezana with an Arusa. Topic number 15, an Oines of a Pnuya. Topic number 16, what we started off today, the different people may not marry. Topic number 17, Kedushas HaMachane. Topic number 18, Loisaskir Eved El Adoinov.